Spring is just 92 days away. In mere 46 days, and no doubt to everyone's praise, Punxsutawney Phil will crawl out of his hole with great chill and predict early spring. Oh, that adorable little thing. I wonder what this spring will bring. Maybe it will be a spring of art, and many works will have their start. I think art is the most complicated thing, as one never knows what inspiration can bring. Sure, it can be painting and drawing, but art is so vast that there is no knowing. For one, horribly illegal graffiti is art. Art is not always very smart. Or it could be a spring of bicycles. And what a perfect way to say bye to icicles. And bicycles are not as easy as they sound. It's not just about rolling over the ground. A slow bicycle ride over 10 miles is a great adventure that brings many happy smiles. Or it could be something that seems perfectly quiet, where some take to listening to books and have a quiet little riot. It is one thing to just read a book. It gets a lot better when one doesn't have to look. Listening to books while walking around can be an awesome way to cover a lot of ground. What is more, before long, our journals turn to song. In that way, we are all born to write, to help the roads yet to be had shine bright. And the more adventure in our lives, the greater our journal archives. You know, if I had to venture, I'd bet that this is a spring of great adventure. Be it learning how to paint or draw, riding a bicycle, or visiting nearby places of awe, it will surely become a wonderful quest, so as long as we all get plenty of rest. Adventure is how our memoirs are sweetly written, and we must make sure that our readers are always smitten. What is wonderful about this all is that wisdom ties together the whole. Once art and adventure is about, wisdom comes to the party with a great shout. It's all kind of magical, really. We learn wisdom the most when we are silly. It is all about learning something new, as then we quickly expand our view. And when our story is full of good dreams and good writing, our books become quite inviting. Perhaps spring should be about challenging ourselves with a brilliant new thing, as no one can tell what great wisdom it may bring.